Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk. The British Prime Minister has announced the Windsor Framework, a replacement deal for the Northern Ireland Protocol. The agreement between the EU and UK will see changes to the way goods travel from Great Britain to Northern Ireland. We'll hear from Rishi Sunak and from the EU Commission President and from the First Minister Designate. Donegal TD says Donegal County Council should be doing more to pave the way for the use of modular homes to support defective block homeowners. Deputy Thomas Pringle told Highland Radio today that while the development of modular homes will develop on government funding, the council could do more to prepare sites. And Crime Stoppers has put up a £20,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of those behind the shooting of a PSNI officer. Later in the bulletin, we'll have sport with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the Windsor Framework. The British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, this afternoon announced the replacement deal for the Northern Ireland Protocol. The agreement between the UK and EU will see changes to the way goods travel from Great Britain to Northern Ireland. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
The protocol has become the Windsor Framework, and other than now being named after the home of British royalty, perhaps in a bid to make it harder to vote against for some unionists, what are the changes? Well, significantly reduced paperwork on goods coming between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. They'll be going now through green and red access lanes, green for goods staying in Northern Ireland with very little checks, and red for goods coming into the Republic with a bit more paperwork involved. London will now be able to set tax and excise rates in Northern Ireland, with Rishi Sunak saying that's part of his bid to reduce the cost of a pint. And a new mechanism called the Stormont Break is being introduced, giving the Stormont Assembly a veto over new EU laws on goods being applied in Northern Ireland. It's a significant breakthrough, and there are important concessions in this deal. Now all sides will have to pore over the detail, and all eyes will turn to whether or not the DUP will support it. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Well, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says comprehensive and major progress has been made.
I'm pleased to report that we have now made a decisive breakthrough. Together, we have changed the original protocol and are today announcing the new Windsor Framework. Today's agreement delivers smooth-flowing trade within the whole United Kingdom, protects Northern Ireland's place in our union, and safeguards sovereignty for the people of Northern Ireland.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the Windsor Framework tackles complex issues.
It provides for long-lasting solutions that both of us are confident will work for all people and businesses in Northern Ireland. Solutions that respond directly to the concerns they have raised.
Well, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has welcomed the deal. He says it's the result of a long and difficult process to find joint solutions. The Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin said the deal is welcome, and he's hopeful unionists see it as a genuine response to their concerns. Well, this afternoon, Northern Ireland's First Minister Designate Michelle O'Neill said Sinn Féin welcomes the deal. She said the parties in Northern Ireland now need to reform the Stormont executive.
Well, I think that people at home will be sitting today and with the realisation that a deal is now done and the negotiation is complete. I think their minds will very quickly turn to now, what does that mean for our local politics? And I think their minds will very quickly turn to, they all need to now be around the executive table. That's where I'm ready to be. That's where Conor's ready to be. And we encourage all parties to come at it from that point of view.
Well, speaking earlier today, Labour MP Pat McFadden agreed with other speakers that the task now will be to get the backing of the DUP. This was recorded on the 9 till noon show today before the details of the Windsor Framework had been confirmed.
This deal is not just about how the protocol has been operating. I think it will have wider significance because it will show a different way of doing business between the UK and the European Union. We've had several years of quite harsh rhetoric. We had the Northern Ireland Protocol Bill, which was going to see the UK government unilaterally opt out of a deal that they'd reached. And all of that was going to cause considerable bad feeling, even if it had been possible, to go down a different track and try to resolve problems by agreement and therefore to build goodwill is a much better approach. And that's why if Rishi Sunak does reach an agreement today, the problems he'll have in Parliament won't be with the Labour Party, who are overwhelmingly likely to support this deal. If he has any problems, it's likely to be on his own backbenches and, as you said, possibly with the DUP.
Well, IBEC, the group that represents Irish business, says today's announcement on the protocol through the Windsor Framework will be welcomed by businesses right across the all-island economy. CEO Danny McCoy said this afternoon, as economic challenges continue to impact business sentiment, the announcement will bring much-needed certainty for businesses across the economy. He says it must now be supported through close collaboration between business and government in Northern Ireland, the Republic, Britain and the European Union. He added, while the organisation waits to examine the finer details of the agreement, it's imperative that the measures in it sustain the stability that has delivered two decades of investment and growth across the island. Meanwhile, the IFA president, Tim Cullinan, is also welcoming the announcement. He says while they await the full details of any new arrangements, it's much better to have a negotiated outcome rather than having to resort to unilateral measures. There'll be more on this, obviously, on our bulletins throughout the evening and into tonight. But now moving on to other news. And Donegal TD says Donegal County Council should be doing more to pave the way for the use of modular homes to support defective block homeowners. Deputy Thomas Pringle told Highland Radio today that the deployment of modular homes will depend on government funding, but the council could be doing more to prepare sites and ensure they're ready for use by providing utility connections to services such as power and water. Terry Pringle says this will be a very necessary preparatory step, and he believes the council could be acting now.
We have to do something, and we have to be preparing to do something. And unfortunately, I don't think that Donegal County Council are actually doing that. I think they're waiting for the department to tell them that they want to go with a modular housing option and then provide money for them to do it. And then the council then will start the ball rolling on it, which will be mean that we lose another year and a half, 2 years.
But in fairness to the council, I mean, I think there's potentially an argument to say the council is really stuck between a rock and a hard place, because on the one hand, the council is being told by government, implement this scheme, you manage it, you run it, you do everything that needs to be done. But the government at the same time is limiting the amount of money it's giving to the council. And if the council isn't being given money by the government to progress the modular homes idea, the council is going to have to take that money from other areas, from its own housing budgets, from its own roads budgets or whatever. And then the council's going to be falling short when people start demanding, where's our services?
Well, at least start preparing the site so that when the modular homes are actually... The problem is, like, the government can decide tomorrow, oh yeah, well, you can have the modular homes. But the problem is that the sites have to be prepared. And, you know, and from the government, from the point of the government saying it to the actual sites being purchased, sites being prepared, you know, water, sewage, electricity and everything put in, you're looking at probably a year and a half before all that's in place, before actual modular homes will actually go on site and people can be ready to move into them. Now, and that's unfortunately, that's I think is the reality of the situation. Now, there may be land that the council owns already that's available and they can start working on, but I think they should be doing the groundwork now to make sure that when the government actually gets their act together and makes a decision in relation to modular homes, that the council are in a position to deal with that and respond very quickly.
And that was Deputy Thomas Pringle speaking to us earlier today on the 9 till noon show. Crime Stoppers has put up a £20,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of those behind the shooting of a PSNI officer in Omagh last week. DCI John Caldwell remains critically ill after last week's suspected new IRA attack at a sports complex on the Killyclawer Road. Well, Detective Chief Superintendent Eamon Corrigan today made this fresh appeal for information.
Today I am releasing CCTV footage of the car used by the gunmen. This is a blue Ford Fiesta, registration number MGZ6242. It was then fitted with false plates, FRZ8414, prior to the attack.
Former Taoiseach Mary Coughlan has called for a sense of respect to return to political life. Ms Coughlan told a recent See Her Elected event in Donegal that more support is needed for women to become involved at decision-making tables. With more detail, here's Tara Duggan.
A See Her Elected event on Friday in Donegal Town heard that a sense of respect needs to be brought back into political life. Mary Coughlan says we were able to get a woman to outer space before we could get a woman elected to the county councils in the Northwest. Ms Coughlan says politics is changing and being from a political dynasty or political family was not necessary in today's society as politics was becoming more inclusive. She spoke about the need for women supporting each other and highlighted the importance of resilience and well-being for women in the political arena. The former Taoiseach says she feels respect needs to be brought back into political life. Respect for those who put their name forward, for those who are elected, and within the chamber for each other's point of view.
New legislation to protect emergency services staff from assault is being branded an afterthought. The Justice Minister, Simon Harris, is proposing increasing the maximum mandatory sentence for assaults on the likes of Gardaí and hospital staff from 7 to 12 years. It'll also apply to those who ram emergency vehicles. However, David Hall from Lifeline Ambulance Service says it's an insult that this amendment wasn't put forward much earlier.
I find it hard to reconcile that you would have legislation for assaulting a member of the public going through the Oireachtas with a minimum sentencing of 5 to 10 years, and that someone wouldn't have had the foresight or maybe the respect to include frontline workers. And it's all great doing a happy-clappy during COVID, but ultimately when frontline workers are under pressure and being assaulted in such ways we've seen recently, that's completely unacceptable.
There are calls for a strategy to be put in place to develop the Mahararoti area. An application has been submitted for €130,000 to develop the car park there. Councillor Micheál Cullum-Glasbach believes the area has a great potential as the main port catering to some of Donegal's islands, as well as having a strong local fishing community. He's welcoming the fact that a meeting is taking place tomorrow with stakeholders to discuss a long-term plan.
It's really important that all the stakeholders here would come together in one room and look to see what we can do to help develop a strategy for Mahararoti. Look, Mahararoti is one of the most beautiful parts of our county, but it's not just that, it's also the main port for Inish Bofin and the Tari Lanhari. And it's really, really important that we look to bring everybody together. We have a very thriving fishing community there. We have the Udras na Gaeltachta's building there. We have public toilets there. We have factories there. So there's a lot of things going on there. We've just recently applied for $130,000 to do up the car park, our car class Mahararoti. So for me, we have a meeting tomorrow. It's the first step, and it's really encouraging to see it after a number of years for trying to push for this, is that we're sitting down, we're going to look at how we can pull this together. It's really important that everybody from the Mahararoti community who has an interest around the harbour and the beach area is involved in this, that we are engaging, that we are listening to the community, and that we're able to pull together what needs to happen for Mahararoti long term. Ideally, what I'd like to see is that we were able to put a plan together, getting a consultant in, and able to develop that through a survey of the community and everybody on our islands that uses Mahararoti as well.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Beat your personal best with new trainers from Asics, Brooks and New Balance. Or gear up for the gym with activewear from Under Armour and Adidas.
Approaching 16 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with rugby. Finally, Beilham will miss Ireland's remaining Six Nations games with Scotland and England. The Connacht tight head suffered a twisted knee in Saturday's win over Italy and was replaced 4 minutes before the break by Tom O'Toole. News of Beilham's injury will be tempered by the impending return of Tadhg Furlong. He's been retained as part of a 27-man mini-camp this week and could make his return at Murrayfield. Robbie Henshaw and Jameson Gibson-Park are also part of the group, having not played in any of the first three games of the campaign. In other rugby news, Leo Cullen has signed a two-year contract extension to remain as Leinster head coach. He previously signed a series of one-year rolling deals following his appointment in 2015. While John Andrew and Craig Gilroy look set to miss Ulster's URC meeting with Cardiff on Saturday, both players sustained concussions in Saturday's victory away to the Sale Sea Sharks and are following return-to-play protocols. Cross-channel football, Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag's written an open letter to supporters promising there will be no complacency following their League Cup triumph. The 2-0 win over Newcastle secured the club's first trophy for 6 years. Ten Hag says the Wembley win will only further strengthen the bond between fans and players. Up in Scotland, Celtic manager Ange Postecoglou says it could be a special season for the club. The Hoops are celebrating today after another victory in the Scottish League Cup. They did, of course, defeat Rangers 2-1 in yesterday's decider at Hampden Park. On the pitch tonight, cross channel, there's one game in the English Championship. Swansea are playing host to Rotherham. That game will kick off at 8 o'clock. While Fulham have been given a boost ahead of their FA Cup fifth round tie with Leeds tomorrow, their top scorer Alexander Mitrovic is fit to return from injury. In Gaelic games, after the latest round of fixtures, the North West Counties are facing into a crucial weekend in the Allianz League. Donegal head for Armagh on Saturday evening, with both sides looking for a second one of the campaign, something that would be a major boost entering the closing weekends. Armagh lost to Kerry on Saturday, while Donegal drew with Galway yesterday. Here's Donegal manager Paddy Carr on the next assignment.
Armagh, to their credit, you know, because of the success and the momentum they have at the moment, you can see how the counties align themselves behind the team, and that's going to be a tough spot to go. But I mean, again, we learned something about ourselves. You know, we're looking forward to that challenge. There's no doubt about it, because it'll bring out the best in us as well, I believe.
And there's, of course, more from Paddy Carr available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Tyrone are bottom of Division 1, just a point adrift of Donegal and Armagh. The Red Hands host Kerry next Sunday. While in Division 2, the big game of the weekend, Derry hosting Dublin on Saturday evening at Celtic Park in a battle of the top two. Rory Gallagher's Derry are edging it at the moment on score difference, with both teams unbeaten so far. And there's more Gaelic games talk tonight on the DL Debate with Brendan Devaney. His guests include St Union's chairman John Harn and Irish News GA columnist Cathair O'Kane. Brendan will also have pieces from Donegal captain Patrick McBertie and Dr James McDade. It's all on the DL Debate tonight, just after the 7 o'clock news. Finally, in racing, Jack Kennedy is rated as 50-50 to ride at next month's Cheltenham Festival. The jockey sustained a broken leg in early January, which led to Davy Russell coming out of retirement to take Kennedy's rides. But Russell has only ridden twice after a fall at Leopardstown earlier this month. Trainer Gordon Elliott says a final call on Kennedy's availability will be made on Friday. And that's your sport for today, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Over €19 million is being invested in the northern and western region with the launch of two new funding programmes to support innovators and researchers. The Innovators Initiative is designed to develop five immersive, needs-led innovation training programmes, while KT Boost is a four-year knowledge transfer programme focused on increasing research commercialisation outcomes in Irish universities and technological universities. Small businesses in the Northwest, meanwhile, will benefit from a new €5.4 million European Digital Innovation Hub. The hub is going to be established to help SMEs apply cutting-edge technologies and digital skills to their business. It'll support businesses over the next 3 years, offering expertise on research and development in areas such as artificial intelligence, robotics and blockchain technologies. Over 50 vacant pubs across the country are to be turned into housing. The long-closed public houses are to be converted as part of a scheme aimed at boosting housing and reducing the number of vacant properties. In Donegal, three pubs have been given notification to change the use of the building to give way for five homes. They can be changed into living accommodation without planning permission under the scheme, which targeted vacant and above-the-shop dwellings. Since the scheme began, 41 residential units have been created in Donegal through the change of use of 23 former public houses. And works to provide quality and safety of care at Falkara Community Hospital are to get underway in the coming weeks. Long-awaited refurbishment works will be carried out on the older wing of the hospital to ensure compliance with HICWA regulations. 11 long-term care residents continue to be accommodated in an already refurbished wing of the hospital, while in the interim, respite care is being provided at Dunloe Community Hospital and the Ordesquidor Private Nursing Home. Councillor Michael McClafferty says once fully operational, the hospital in Falkara will provide relief for other areas, including Letterkenny University Hospital, which he says is under severe pressure.
Well, it's obviously for the community, the staff alike there, the manager and everything else in the home there. I think going forward it's going to be great when it is started and it gets finished there. But I think as well here, Donal, in the bigger picture as well, this is going to help a lot. You've got 20 plus beds and so on there that patients are going to be able to get in there, both between temporary and respite and so on. Yeah. That wasn't happening now this last number of years. And I think this will be a great asset as well to help the likes of Letterkenny Hospital or possibly elsewhere, or even indeed just people with loved ones at home that are struggling to manage on their own alongside the home helps and everything else.
Looking at the headlines this Monday evening, the British Prime Minister has announced the Windsor Framework, a replacement deal for the Northern Ireland Protocol. The agreement between the UK and EU will see changes to the way goods travel from Great Britain to Northern Ireland. Rishi Sunak and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen had a meeting today. The Windsor Framework will be presented to Tory MPs for their approval in the coming days, and it's hoped it will also be accepted by the DUP. First Minister-designate Michelle O'Neill says Sinn Féin welcomes the agreement, and she said it's now time to return to Stormont and get back to work. Donegal TD Thomas Pringle says Donegal County Council should be doing more to pave the way for the use of modular homes to support defective block homeowners. Deputy Pringle told Highland Radio today that while the deployment of modular homes will depend on government funding, the council could be doing more to prepare sites and ensure they're ready for use by providing utility connections to services such as power and water. And Crime Stoppers has put up a £20,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of those behind the shooting of DCI John Caldwell on the Killyclaher Road outside Oma last week. Before we go, we'll take a look at the weather forecast, and Met Éireann are telling us that it will be dry this evening and mostly cloudy with light to moderate east or southeast breezes. Tonight, mainly dry with some clear spells in a light easterly or a variable breeze. Lows of minus 1 to plus 3 degrees Celsius. Coolest inland with some patches of frost expected. Tomorrow again, it'll be largely dry with varying amounts of cloud. Some spells of sunshine. Highs of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius in light northeasterly breezes. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening.
The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, February the 27th. The death has taken place of Marjorie Brown, 14 Monycannon Road, Donnymanna, reposing at her home this evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday afternoon at 25 past 12 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Killeany, Donnymanna at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11pm until 11am. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via Donaghadee Parish YouTube. The death has taken place of Kathleen Shields, Umla Carrigart. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 6:30, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Remelton Nursing Unit, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Seamus McKinney, formerly of Butcher, Lackamy, Carndonagh. Removal this evening at 6 o'clock from Liam Collins' funeral premises, Unit 4, Carndonagh Business Centre, Station Road, Carndonagh, going to the home of his sister-in-law, Mary McKinney, Butcher, Lackamy, Carndonagh. Family time, please, from 11pm until 11am. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church at Boken Culdath, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on culdathparish.com. The death has taken place of Sheila Boyle, née Green, Fawns, Termin and formerly Glasgow. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Columba's Church, Termin. Cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan at 4 o'clock. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10pm until 10am and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Barry Clerkin, 4 Wolftone Place, Glencar, Letterkenny and Ballybuffet, Blackrock. Reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, until 5:30 this evening, concluding with removal to St Ginnan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for reception prayer at 6 o'clock. Reposing overnight for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass tomorrow morning, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of wish to Brinley Manor Residence Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of John Doherty, 35 Balmain Carray Road, Carndonagh. Remains reposing at his home. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, followed by cremation at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, at 4:30. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. John's Funeral Mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.